Jesus was outside one day on a beautiful day next to the Sea of Galilee, and he noticed that he was being followed. Jesus was kind of a well-known guy in his part of the world, and so anywhere he went, every time he left the house, people rushed over to be near him to hear what he would say, to receive healing from him. And sometimes it got sort of overwhelming, all these crowds of people. So on this particular day, since he was by the lake, he got into a fishing boat, pushed off from shore a little bit, and he sat in the boat while others stood on the shore, and he taught them by telling them stories. And this is one of the stories that he told. Once, he said, there was a person whose job was to sow seeds. And so this person set out in the morning with a big bag strapped over one shoulder, and the bag was full of seeds. And all day long, the sower would reach into the bag, grab out a handful of seeds, and fling them out in a wide arc to land wherever they might. The sower walked through the fields sowing seeds. The idea was to plant a crop that would one day be harvested. Well, some of those seeds flew through the air, and they landed on the path, which had been pounded hard into hard dirt by all the people and the animals who had walked that same route. And the seeds who landed on the hard path and could not sink into the soil got gobbled up by the birds. Some of the seeds landed on rocky ground, and there was a little bit of soil in among the rocks, so some of the seeds could sprout, but they didn't have any root systems to drink water, and so when the hot sun would beat down, those poor little new plants just got all dry and shriveled up. Some of the seeds fell among the thorn plants. Those thorn plants were on their way to becoming thorn bushes that crowded out any other plant, not leaving light or space or sun or nourishment for anything else, and so the seeds that fell in there got choked. But a lot of the seeds fell on good soil. It was soft enough that the seeds could sink down and be protected as they started to put down roots and they started to sprout. And as their leaves came into the sunlight, the rain and the sun helped them to grow. And over time, over weeks, they grew big and healthy. And eventually, a harvest time did come where, in some cases, 100 times as much was harvested from what had been planted. In some cases, 60, in some cases, 30. Jesus told this story, and then he said, open your ears, open your heart, open your mind to hear the meaning of my story. So if you don't mind scooching together enough to join hands with somebody sitting near you, we're going to say a prayer together. Great. Holy God, we're so glad to be loved by you and to be here with this congregation and family and friends this morning. We ask that you teach us to scatter seeds with joy and to rejoice when the harvest comes. May we never get tired of spreading your love, your justice, your healing power, and your peace in the world. Amen. Have fun in Sunday school.